The city and the state both share responsibility in keeping Juneau's roads safe and plowed during the snowy months. Can you explain how that works and who is responsible for what?
I'll start with CBJ. So CBJ basically takes care of pretty much all the residential areas, downtown area, anything that's not on the main arterial, like Egan Drive, Back Loop, Loop Road, Fritz Cove, and Douglas Highway. That's all DOT. There's a number of other smaller streets. They go all the way out the road. They do Engineers Cutoff. They do Nine Mile Creek Road out Douglas. So DOT has quite a few roads locally here in Juneau that are kind of residential too. But we take care of a lot of the residential areas where more populated areas.
So what does a typical snow removal day look like for your department?
We have a town crew, the town area crew come in at 1 o'clock in the morning and they get off at 9 o'clock in the morning. And then we have another crew that comes in at 8 in the morning and they get off at 4. So we stagger them. We have two guys that work 4-10s. So they'll work Sunday through Wednesday, Wednesday through Saturday. And they work from 5 o'clock in the morning until 3 in the afternoon.
What equipment do you use and or need for the job? And how has technology changed when it comes to snow removal in Juneau?
Well, so we use graders a lot. We also have loaders with bowl blades. And they come from, you know, like 12-foot bowl blade to 14 feet. And they're heavily chained up and they can go anywhere. They're pretty amazing pieces of equipment out there. And we have 10-yard trucks with plows and belly blades. And we have blowers. So when everything's all calmed down, hopefully, we can go through the neighborhoods. We can blow the big berms out of the way. We have a contract with multiple trucking companies here in town for hauling snow because a lot of our trucks are already outfitted with sanders. And unless we have a big lull in between storms, we don't pull those sanders out.
What do you recommend as the best strategy for residents to deal with the berms?
You really need to think about snow placement. So when you shovel your driveway, the best way to do it is to put that snow up into your yard or somewhere where the plow can't get a hold of it again.
What about sidewalks? Whose responsibility is it to keep those cleared?
Well, actually, it is the property owner's responsibility to clear the sidewalks. And we understand that isn't doable in a lot of areas. There are some people out there, though, that are really good about, you know, cleaning up their sidewalks. And I have to give them kudos for that. It's a lot of work.
How do you plan for back-to-back storms?
That's a tough one, Mike. You know, we try to keep our equipment up and running. We have a whole fleet department, you know, that takes care of us and other departments. The fleet department, they take care of 260 pieces of equipment and vehicles. So we try to go through all the equipment in between storms so we're ready. So when it does hit, we're good to go.
Where do you put all the snow that you remove from neighborhoods, et cetera?
So we have multiple areas that we pull or we haul the snow to in the valley. We also have an area in Lemon Creek where we haul snow to. And then we also have an area out at Thane.
What should people do when they encounter a plow or a grader on the roads?
You know, give them room. Give them space. A grader only does 22 miles an hour. But that piece of equipment, it takes a lot to get it stopped on a slippery road. So give them space. Their visibility behind them is none.
Now, Scott, well, you're the superintendent for CBJ Streets and Fleet, and you have quite a few people on your teams in staggered shifts. Do you have a full boat of employees, or are you still looking for somebody?
We currently have two positions that are open. We have an operator one position, and it's a flex position.
Okay.
And then we also have a seasonal position.
So I would assume that if somebody wanted to apply for either of those positions, they would go to Juneau.org and do that through the website.
Yeah.
Okay. Excellent. Is there anything you'd like to add to this?
Well, I got to say, my team is out there doing a great job, and they're clearing the roads, and I appreciate them, and I couldn't do my job without them.